Hello, I'm Melissa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at some of the stories happening now on the news. Severe storms from the Midwest to the East Coast are blamed for killing at least 8 people this weekend. 6 died in Michigan, 1 in Indiana, and 1 in Connecticut. Some areas that were flooded could get more rain today. A federal disaster has been declared in 29 counties in Indiana. And the heat wave so intense, temperatures could feel like they're well into the triple digits today in New York City and Washington, D.C. 3 straight days of scorching temperatures coupled with the high humidity caused power outages in New York and its suburbs. A heat advisory is in effect for so much of the Washington, D.C. area right now as well. That advisory has been extended through tomorrow night. Gas prices are soaring again today. AAA says the cost for a gallon of regular unleaded went up almost 2 cents overnight to just over $4.02 per gallon. All of this has been fueled by the rising cost of oil, which hit just under $140 a barrel last week. Democratic Senator Ted Kennedy will be back at his Massachusetts home today. His office confirmed the 76-year-old senator was released from Duke University Medical Center this morning. He underwent surgery last night to remove most of a malignant tumor in his brain. Kennedy will continue recuperating at home before resuming chemo and radiation. Many techies have been counting down the days to this year's Apple Worldwide Developers Conference that kicks off today in San Francisco. Apple CEO Steve Jobs is expected to introduce the new edition of the iPhone in his keynote. There are rumors the new iPhone will use the so-called 3G network, which will transmit data quicker than the phone's current network. Others speculate it may feature instant messaging, video chat, and improved battery life. And those are some of the headlines making news at this hour. Do stay with CNN for more on these stories or other news of the day.